You know, it's interesting coming from a rural area and then going to study the scriptures in a very urban area. The seminary I studied theology at, Mundelein, is in the Chicago suburbs, and it literally is in the middle of suburbia. There's miles and miles and miles and miles and miles of houses and stores and everything you can imagine. The one thing it doesn't have is farmland, because it's all been developed. This is former farmland that now is where people live. And it was interesting talking to other seminarians who had grown up in cities. Some of them had, you know, maybe they traveled somewhere, but they had never lived outside of the city limits of a major metropolitan city like Chicago. And they had absolutely no idea how food comes to be. So where do you get your food? Oh, the supermarket. How does it get to the supermarket? Oh, the truck brings it. How does the food develop to the point that it gets on that truck to get to the supermarket? Not a clue. It just comes from the supermarket. You don't have to kill animals for meat. You just get it from the supermarket. That kind of thing. Not a clue. They had no idea about agriculture. So they would look at these parables like today of the grain and the mustard seed and have absolutely no clue about it. Meanwhile, those of us from more rural areas where there's agriculture all around us, we have a lot more understanding of what our Lord is saying in these parables. We can look at them and we can kind of understand what he's trying to say or what he's telling us in these parables. Even those of us who maybe we've been surrounded by agriculture but never actually worked a farm or worked a ranch, we still have some of the principles that we understand just from watching the world around us, watching those of you who are farmers, who are ranchers, watching and hearing what you go through. Now today, we know a lot more about the development of a seed into a plant to harvest. You know, science has really opened that up so much more than it did at the time of our Lord. We understand, you know, you plant that seed and the proteins and everything in the seed gets broken apart into sugars, which then become the plant and so on and so on. And we can even know that at certain times we can start that process and then stop it so that we can malt it. We can make that grain and release all those sugars and then use those sugars for producing food and beer, of course. You know, I've got my priorities here. Actually, it's funny, on Thursday they did a brewing tour up in Great Falls, and one of those places we went to was the malting factory there north of town, where they bring in all this barley, and they malt it, and then they ship it throughout the world to be made into beer and other food products. Malt barley is used for much more than just beer. And they're talking about this whole process of how they know we do this much moisture, get the seed up to this level, and then we put this much heat on it, and it starts to germinate. And then we hit it with a lot of heat, so it kills off that germination at a certain point, and so on. And it's really down to a science. However, one thing they did say in all of this, there's one thing they can't control: the weather. There's only so far they can go before they have to say, and the guy literally says, it's up to him at this point. You know, what they can bring that barley in, but if that barley didn't get enough moisture, if it didn't get enough warmth at the right time, et cetera, it's not going to be as optimal as they would like. And that's where this parable comes in, even in our day and age where we understand the science of plant development so much more than they did at Jesus' time. Because ultimately, we still have to say it's up to God. Whether we are talking about plant development or our faith. And of course, that is the parable that our Lord is talking about, is these parables explain to us how our faith develops in our lives. You know, we think of, if we want to use this parable to look at our faith, we have a seed of our faith planted in us at our baptisms. For most of us, that was as an infant. That as an infant, we received that seed of faith through the baptism when we were brought by our parents to receive that sacrament. And through our lives, that seed continues to germinate and grow and develop as we receive the sacraments of confirmation and confession and Eucharist. And as we continue to receive the sacraments of confession and Eucharist, that seed of faith continues to grow and develop within us to the point that hopefully it will be mature enough for the harvest at the end of our lives. That harvest, which is the final judgment, and that hopefully that we will be brought into the kingdom of heaven, that faith will have matured to the point that that final judgment will bring us into the kingdom of heaven. But this development is, just like plant growth, a joint work between us and God. We cannot do it on our own. We cannot build our faith on our own. The very seed of faith that we start with is a gift from God. Without God giving us the gift of faith, we can't even develop it in the first place. And then that seed grows within us through the sacraments by God's grace. We have to participate in it, but ultimately, it's up to God. And of course, God wants us to develop that faith, but we have to participate in it. It works both ways. The problem we run into is so many Christians do not allow that seed to grow to maturity. Yes, they will receive that seed at baptism. Yes, they will receive confirmation, first Eucharist, confession, and so on. They might even go to religious ed up through high school. But then it stops there. They don't continue in their faith. And so that seed of faith withers. That faith that was growing in their lives withers. It's not important to them. And more Christians, they're not coming back to that seed of faith. They're moving on. They're caught up in the things of the world. The what we see around us is more important to them than that faith that is in their lives. It's as if when you plant a field or even a garden on a smaller level, and you just planted it and did nothing else to it. You did that. The field could grow. Matter of fact, that's how they did it for many, 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 many millennia. They'd plant the field and then trust in God. And you could get a harvest out of it. It won't be a great harvest, however. So what do most farmers do? What do most people have gardens do? They provide nutrients in fertilizer. Maybe they've got an irrigation system that they're able to water it. I know up by Fort Shaw and further north, you see a lot more irrigation systems where they're able to water the fields. They provide more moisture for the fields. They do what they can to care for the field. And they get much better return from the field, much better harvest from the field. Well, in the same way, in our faith, we can't just say, well, that seed of faith has been planted in me at baptism, and that's it. We have to nurture that faith. We have to do what we can to feed it, to feed and water it, to fertilize it in a way. If we are to have that faith grow to maturity in our lives. And yes, God can work in our lives if we do nothing. But that's not how it normally works. In fact, very rarely do you hear cases where that happens. We have to do the work to grow and nurture our faith. And that is why the sacraments, first and foremost, are so important. The sacraments are the fertilizer, the water for our faith. But that's not it. That's not all. We also have to enter into a prayer life. Prayer and study is so vitally important if we are to have a mature faith that leads us to that harvest and leads us to the kingdom of heaven. And so we must be entering into prayer on a daily basis, on a regular basis, daily. And prayer that's as simple as, you know, the prayers that we learned as children, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, things like that. Devotions like the Rosary, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, some of the litanies that we have. Praying the Psalms from the Scriptures. Things like that, praying the Scriptures themselves, are so important to nurturing that faith that we have, to bringing that faith to maturity. The scriptures themselves, of course, are also vitally important in coming to know the Word of God, coming to know what our Lord revealed to us through these writings. Coming to know them, first of all, through praying over them and reading them, but also studying them. Coming to understand, because some of these parables, some of these things that we see in the scriptures, on surface level, are very difficult to understand. But we can dig into them and study them. And we have 2,000 years of the church, plus longer through the Jews, the Jewish faith, to help us understand these scriptures. We also need to look at the church teachings from 2,000 years, for not just the scriptures, but throughout our lives. Church teachings exist not just to tell us, you must do this, you must not do that. It also exists to help us say, this is how you nurture your faith. This is how you bring your faith to that mature faith that we should desire for the harvest. But ultimately, with all of this that we are doing, that is our part in the job. We also need to turn to our Lord and trust in Him. And He will help us. He will give us the grace that we need to develop that mature faith. We just have to be open enough to do our part. Because we need to remember, as St. Paul points out, our life here on earth is transitory. Sometimes it feels like our lives are long, sometimes it feels like our lives are way too short. But either way, our time here on earth is short. And St. Paul reminds us that we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. While we are here, and while we are caught up in the things of earth, we are not seeking the things of heaven. Our job here on earth is to seek to be with the Lord for all eternity. That we are no longer here. This is no longer our home. This is just where we live, seeking our permanent home. Our heavenly home. This is where we belong. To do that journey to heaven, we need to grow our faith. And that is why it is so important that we take this effort to mature our faith. We take this effort to learn and grow and pray and seek our Lord always. That what we do here on earth is ultimately for the service of heaven. May we truly seek to mature our faith while we are here on earth, so that when that harvest comes, we are ready for a bountiful harvest and enter into that kingdom of heaven.